KJAN Sports.
Time for Jacob Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
In high school volleyball action from the weekend, Saturday, Atlantic hosting the Trojan volleyball tournament as they went through pool play to determine the final rounds in the consolation bracket. It was Atlantic defeating Underwood in two straight games. Glenwood beat Winterset two in a row. Consolation finals, it was Atlantic topping Winterset 2-1. Also in the championship bracket, it was St. Albert over Trainer 2-0, and Harlan over Tri-Center 2-0. In the championship match, it was Harlan defeating St. Albert 2-0 for the crown. Katie Groves of Atlantic was among those who made the all-tournament squad in that meet over the weekend. Also Saturday, Griswold hosting the Tiger volleyball tournament as they played through opening round action. It was IKM Manning over AHST 2-1. Red Oak beat Griswold 2-0. Also, it was Clarinda Downing AHST 2-0. Audubon beat Griswold 2-0. It was Riverside over AHST 2-1. Red Oak defeating Audubon 2-0. Clarinda over Riverside 2-0. Guthrie Center beat Audubon 2-0. It was IKM Manning over Riverside 2-0. Also, Red Oak Downing Guthrie Center 2-0. Clarinda beat IKM Manning 2-0, and Guthrie Center over Griswold 2-0. In the semifinal round, it was Clarinda defeating Guthrie Center by a final of 2-1, while Red Oak advanced to the championship round with a 2-game sweep over IKM Manning. In the championship match, it was Clarinda winning 2-1 over Red Oak to capture the championship. Among those who made the all-tournament squad over the weekend, Brianna Meyer of Guthrie Center was an all-tournament selection, so was Shaylee Smith of Riverside. Guthrie Center Shelby Danker, also an all-tournament selection, along with Casey Schreck from Guthrie Center as well, an all-tournament pick in that tourney at Griswold on Saturday. Well, if there was ever any doubt what Peyton Manning means to the Indianapolis Colts, you should have watched yesterday's ball game. In the Colts' first game without their four-time MVP quarterback in 227 starts, the Colts looked lost in a 34-7 spanking in Houston. Matt Schaub threw for 220 yards and a touchdown. Ben Tate rushed for 116 yards and another TD in relief of the injured Arian Foster. The Texans' defense dominated Kerry Collins, Manning's 38-year-old understudy, who was lured out of retirement 3 weeks ago as a hurry-up replacement for Manning. The Colts mustered only 236 yards. And 15 first downs against Houston's 3-4 defense, guided by new Houston defensive coordinator Wade Phillips. Collins fumbled twice inside his own 20-yard line early while Houston was building a 34-0 halftime lead. The Texans look like they're finally ready to take over the AFC South. The Colts, meanwhile, are looking for a plan B while Manning, who didn't travel with the team to Houston, recovers from his third neck surgery in 19 months. Colts coach Jim Caldwell was philosophical about the opening week loss, calling the NFL season a marathon, not a sprint. In other Week 1 highlights, Joe Flacco threw 3 touchdown passes. Helaty Natta led an inspired defense that forced the team record 7 turnovers as Baltimore easily beat the defending AFC champion Steelers 35-7. Ray Rice ran for 107 yards and scored twice for the Ravens. The New York Jets rallied to beat Dallas 27-24 on a Nick Folk 50-yard field goal with 27 seconds left. Darrell Revis set up the game-winning kick with an interception of Tony Romo. The Jets scored 17 points in the final 12 minutes. A fumble on the goal line, a blocked punt, and an interception in the final minute cost the Cowboys the game. Patrick Peterson scored on an 89-yard punt return for the go-ahead touchdown as the Arizona Cardinals escaped with a 28-21 win over the Carolina Panthers. But the day belonged to rookie Panthers quarterback Cam Newton, the number one draft pick, playing on the same field where he led Auburn to the BCS championship in January. He completed 24 of 37 passes for 422 yards and 2 touchdowns with 1 interception, the first rookie to throw for more than 400 yards in his NFL opener. The Bears beat the Falcons 30-12 yesterday as Brian Urlacher had an interception and returned a fumble for a touchdown. Jay Cutler threw for 312 yards and two scores, and Chicago sacked Atlanta's Matt Ryan five times. Michael Vick rushed for 98 yards in the Eagles' 31-13 win over St. Louis. LeSean McCoy scored twice, and DeSean Jackson topped 100 yards receiving. Ryan Fitzpatrick threw four TD passes, two of them to journeyman tight end Scott Chandler, as Buffalo romped to a 41-7 upset of Kansas City. Third-year quarterback Matthew Stafford completed 24 of 33 passes, including TD throws of 36 and 1 yard to Calvin Johnson and 11 yards to Tony Scheffler in Detroit's 27-20 win over Tampa Bay. The Washington Redskins, who had lost their last six meetings against the New York Giants, surprised Eli Manning and company 28-14 as Redskins QB Rex Grossman completed 21 of 34 passes for 305 yards and two touchdowns. San Diego fullback Mike Tolbert's third touchdown, a 19-yard pass from Phillip Rivers with 5:01 to play, gave the Chargers a 24-17 win over Adrian Peterson and the Minnesota Vikings. Peterson was held to 98 yards and 16 carries just a day after signing a contract extension, potentially worth $100 million. The Cincinnati Bengals surprised the Browns 27-17 in the Battle of Ohio. A.J. Green caught Cleveland's defense napping for his first career catch, a 41-yard touchdown from backup quarterback Bruce Gradkowski, as Cincinnati spoiled a sloppy debut by Cleveland in coach Pat Shurmur's debut. The Jaguars nipped the Titans 16-14 as Maurice Jones-Drew scored in his return from knee surgery, as Jacksonville used a flawless start and some clutch plays to hang on for the win. Ted Ginn Jr. returned a kickoff and a punt for a touchdown in a minute span late in the fourth quarter as the San Francisco 49ers gave Jim Harbaugh a 33-17 victory over the Seattle Seahawks in his much-hyped NFL debut and renewed coaching rivalry with Pete Carroll. Ginn's kickoff return went 102 yards. Oklahoma's football team has reached a milestone in history without even playing a game this weekend. The Sooners are the first program to be named number one in the Associated Press rankings for the 100th time since the poll began in 1936. Alabama reclaimed the number two spot, flip-flopping with number three LSU. Boise State is number four. Stanford, Wisconsin, Oklahoma State, Texas A&M, and Nebraska round out the top 10. Defending national champion Auburn moved back into the rankings at number 21 after a wild win over then number 16 Mississippi State. The Bulldogs fall to number 25. Oklahoma will bring that number one ranking into one of the biggest non-conference games of the season when they face number 5 Florida State in Tallahassee on Saturday. Also in college football news, Minnesota coach Jerry Kill is showing signs of improvement and resting comfortably at a hospital after suffering a seizure late in the Gophers' home opener against New Mexico State on Saturday. Team physician Pat Smith says in a statement that all the tests have come back normal and further testing will continue as necessary. He says it's too early to discuss further details, including when Kill might be released from the hospital. Kill twice had seizures late in games while coaching at Southern Illinois, once in 2001 and again in 2005. He also collapsed and had a seizure while taping a television show in 2006, each time he returned to work without missing a game. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
In baseball yesterday, Yadier Molina had three hits, including a three-run double, as the Cards moved back into the playoff picture by completing a three-game sweep of the slumping Braves 6-3. The Cardinals pulled within 4.5 games of National League wildcard leading Atlanta. They have 16 games left as they open a three-game set in Pittsburgh tonight. The Braves start a three-game series with the Marlins today, and they have 15 games remaining. Atlanta's dropped 7 straight games at Busch Stadium and hasn't won in St. Louis since September 13th of 2009. Jake Westbrook allowed 2 runs and 5 hits over 5 1/3 innings for the Cards. Jason Mott pitched a scoreless ninth to pick up his 5th save in 8 chances. In other National League action, it was Florida over Pittsburgh 4-1, Washington 8-2 over Houston, Milwaukee beat Philadelphia 3-2, Colorado down Cincinnati 4-1, San Francisco over the Dodgers 8-1, San Diego beat Arizona 7-6, and it was the Cubs over the Mets in 11 innings 10-6. In the American League, Alex Gordon hit a pair of RBI doubles, and four Kansas City pitchers combined to beat Seattle 2-1 on a six-hitter. Rookie left-hander Everett Tiefert pitched five scoreless innings, allowed three hits, struck out five to pick up his first big league victory in his first career start after 23 relief appearances. Elsewhere in the American League, it was Detroit over Minnesota 2-1. Toronto beat Baltimore 6-5. Tampa Bay over Boston 9-1. Cleveland 7-3 over the White Sox. Texas beat Oakland 8-1. And it was the Yankees over the Angels 6-5. Major League Baseball denied the New York Mets' request to wear baseball caps honoring New York City emergency service departments in their 10-6 loss to the Chicago Cubs on the 10th anniversary of the 2001 terrorist attacks. Joe Torre, MLB's Executive Vice President for Baseball Operations, tells the Associated Press that the decision was made to keep its policy consistent throughout baseball and that certainly it's not a lack of respect. The Mets wanted to wear caps Sunday night honoring police, firefighters, and other first responders, like the ones they wore on September 21st of 2001 in the first sporting event in New York after the World Trade Center attacks. 10 days earlier, MLB issued a league-wide memo saying teams must wear their everyday caps with a small flag on the side. Mets star third baseman David Wright, though, was seen in the dugout early in the game wearing a first responder hat. And already being outplayed by Sam Stosur in the U.S. Open final, the last thing Serena Williams needed was to lose a game for yelling during a point. But that's exactly what happened early in the second set, leading to an argument between Williams and the chair umpire. It was a scene reminiscent of Williams' tirade 2 years ago at the Open. In the end, Stosur beat Williams 6-2, 6-3 for her first Grand Slam title. Stosur became the first Australian woman to win a major championship since Yvonne Goolagong-Cawley at Wimbledon in 1980. But the highlight of Stosur's career is likely to be remembered for 13-time major champion Williams' latest dispute with an official at Flushing Meadows. The chair umpire ruled that Williams hindered Stosur's ability to complete the point by screaming while she was trying to swing at the ball, and she awarded the point to Stosur, which is the correct call. Williams argued the call and then continued jawing at the referee during the next changeover. 2 years ago in the semifinals against Kim Clijsters, Williams argued with a referee who called a foot fault on her and then received a point penalty on match point, well, because she threatened to kill her. Well, the men's final between top seed Novak Djokovic and second seed Rafael Nadal is scheduled for this afternoon in New York. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.